it's a lot of listening, and I know people are getting tired of that, but I think one of the keys of leadership is being able to listen. And I think that's a strength of this community, is that we do listen to each other. And you hear a lot of painful stories, and those are, you can't say it's unfortunate, you know what I mean? Because it is, but they want to be able to tell you those and how we can change things for the better. And 99% of it was peaceful and civil, and it was, you know, you hear a lot of pain and anger. But also, I think they were appreciative of that ear to do that too, because you know, we don't claim to be perfect or know everything, and if we need to change and if we need to make significant difference in people's lives, you know, I've always believed that, you know, obviously government can be a force of good, and as an institution, we need to do that. The time is not to say, you know, this is not the time for a study. It's not the time for, you know, I'm always in for better data. But we know what the issues are, and we know how to address them, and there are plans out there. And so it's in a systemic way of how we get more diverse as a city. We create more economic opportunity, more educational opportunity, but also address those institutions that, you know, that we need to, you know, what are the transparency parts of it? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How are we holding ourselves accountable? Because I do have a high standard, and I like, you know, my staff and the leaders in those positions to have high standards also. And we do. And so I'm, you know, we're I think making that progress towards that point. But, you know, obviously, I think this weekend, you know, and we're not immune. It isn't localized just in Akron. It is across the country, and it's probably even spread maybe to some of those protests even across the world. And so those are messages, you know what I mean? And you have to be, you can't have a tin ear out there and say, well, we can't hear that stuff. Yes, we can.
Mayor, what is your sense for going forward, seeing more of this type of demonstration?
Well, obviously, you know, they absolutely have that right to be able to do that. And we will address those concerns and meet with them, you know, whenever and wherever. And I think I've proved that over the last 20 years of whether it's in a household or a business or my own town halls, for keeping people informed of what we're doing. And you measure yourself against, you know, some of the things that are out there. So we'll obviously take those things that we heard and try to action them. And then, but also get input to saying, hey, listen, you know, the ideas aren't necessarily mine. What do you want to see us do? Mm-hmm. You know, what makes the public safety initiative, what makes the mayor's office, what makes everything more accountable to you? And what do you want to see done? And there's some very specific things that I think we're going to hopefully be able to do, you know, as we give some thought to it, you know, in a very short time frame, and then make some of those changes that we need to make. But also, I think it's tell our story better, too. And it's not bragging. It's just saying, OK, this is, you know, one gentleman wanted to say, hey, listen, how come a police officer doesn't have to spend 2 years in training? I said, well, it's 18 months and we just kicked it up by 18 months. And part of that is contractual. But, you know, you're a year on probation and 6 months in training. So we think that is pretty significant. And that's from the, you know, I think thoughtful leadership in the Akron Police Department to recognize that, you know, we need a well-trained, well-equipped public safety department, and more training is always better. Mm-hmm. And how you deal with not just that, but how we deal with policing in America.
Is there anything you would want the public to know that you think is important about this whole situation?
I want to give a lot of credit and a lot of credit to the organizers and the people that were down there doing what we absolutely protect that right to do. And we do appreciate that more than they may appreciate that they think. And we want to hear their voices because we are accountable to them. So if that message is not gotten out there as clear enough, you know, we appreciate them doing that in a civil and peaceful way and letting them know how we feel. It's, you know, not everybody is out there with the best intentions, and it's just natural. You can see it across the country. And sure. So, you know, we want to protect them just as much as, you know, they want to protect that grievance that they have. I don't want people co-opting that grievance for their you know, for mayhem or for, you know, because they want to cause chaos. That doesn't do anybody any good either.